I speak to reveal all is. My goodness. This is the Absolute Philosopher, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, here at Campo, California, at the University of Healing. Now, I speak to reveal all is. With confidence, with self-assuredness, with the awareness that it is so, I speak to reveal all is. Now, what ability do I have to conceive of all being is? What ability do I have to speak my word and say all is? How can I reveal something that is? Well, I'm not really revealing something that is. I'm just revealing to myself that it always was, and now I am aware that it is. It doesn't change its isness. It doesn't change its experience that it has existence without my recognizing it has existence. But when I recognize it has existence, then it is something that is very beneficial to me, very useful to me, very knowingly to me. I can do anything I choose to do, and I am the master at all times. What a great and a wonderful attitude. What a great and a wonderful feeling. You know, it's really fantastic. But I speak to reveal all is. I say, there is peace on earth, and it began with me. I say, I am whole and perfect. I don't say, I would like to be, or how can I be it, or my friend is whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. Now, here's a good one. A person dies, and you say, well, he's dead. He's not using his body anymore. Well, that's how much we know. That's how much we know of the infinite allness. Just like a tree drops its leaves, and the leaves fall away, and we think that they're dead leaves, and we burn them up or we do anything else. Well, it's the same thing. We are having the tree with its useless leaves to it that is dropped by to use as mulch around itself, and we burn them up, like cremation, we might say, and the tree lives on. But the tree is the same tree, and yet it's a different tree, because it has new and beautiful leaves. And then the seasons come and seasons go, and the leaves fall, and we dispatch them, and new leaves come out, for as long as the tree chooses to do this. And then the tree chooses to experience itself as wood for the fireplace, or the tree chooses to experience itself as walls in a house. And it goes into another dimension of experience, another dimension of beingness, and we don't connect the two together, because our thinking is a tree is a tree is a tree, and always will be a tree, and if it's not a tree, then it's not anything at all. How silly we are. A tree is only a tree as long as a tree chooses to be a tree. When a tree chooses to be a wall of a house, when the tree chooses to be a floor, when the tree chooses to be dust in the atmosphere, when the tree chooses to have any other dimension or form of being, it takes it. And it doesn't ask you for permission. It doesn't ask me for permission. It just goes and does it. And just like we live on in many dimensions of life. Sometimes we leave our body behind. Sometimes we take it with us. But I speak to reveal that all is. And it is existing. Now, could I, so to speak, recreate that tree and bring that tree back from its walls in the house? Certainly. Simplest thing in the world. All I do is turn back time. And all time is now, so now that tree is a tree in the forest. Now that same tree is a tree as is wood in the house. Now that same tree is kindling. Now that same tree is the leaves, the thousands and millions of leaves that it drops, not millions for us, but thousands and thousands of leaves that it drops, that become mulch, that become fertilizer for the tree to grow bigger and bigger, and for new trees to come, and the seeds that drop from that tree live eternally. It lives in its many dimensions. Every seed of a tree is another dimension of that tree. Every leaf of that tree is another dimension of that tree. Every thought you and I think is a dimension of who we are, and it lives on eternally. And though we might say, here it is, 2,000 years later, well, if you thought, just stop and think. You're doing research into archaeology, and you're studying into the ways of people who lived long ago, according to our thinking. And so we unearth all of the beautiful things these people did do in our thinking. And then we think about them in the now. And once again, they're alive. Once again, they never were dead. Once again, they have been brought back into a living expression. They never were out of a living expression. But we thought they were because of our little viewpoint. You see, when I speak to reveal that all is, then I reveal that nothing has ever changed, that all time, space, and what have you are now and here, and I live in the allness, and whatever realm my consciousness wants to place me, there I am. And when I live in that realm, I'm in that dimension. When I live in the realm that we think we're living in right now, where this is a dimension too. But how fragile is this dimension, because we instantly think ourselves somewhere else. We have friends here who are here for the retreat and for the conference and for the 30th annual celebration, and they came from all over the world. And as soon as they left, they went to their various relatives to visit them on their way back to their hometowns in other parts of the world. And then they called us. And they said, oh, I still feel the vibrations. I still feel the goodness. I still feel all the lectures I heard on campus. I still feel so magnificent, so wonderful. And they're with us now. That vibration never changed. They really haven't left campus. They may have taken their physical bodies and shipped them off to another dimension, but they're still here. And that's the way it is. I speak to reveal all is. How about you? Do you speak to reveal that all is? This is just a small dimension of what we're doing in preparation for the School of Philosophy, the University of Philosophy. The books are written in relative, relative absolute, and absolute, taking us into this allness, taking us into the isness, taking us into the reality that never changes. That which is and always will be. Watch for it. We're having a lot of fun. I know you are too. And I know that I love you. I love you. I love you.